Bride struck, killed by alleged drunk driver 5 hours after saying I do. By Elaine Mallon on May 2, 2023. A new bride was struck and killed by an allegedly drunk driver after leaving her wedding reception in Folly Beach, South Carolina, last Friday. Samantha Miller and her husband Eric Hutchinson left their wedding reception in a golf cart driven by the bride's brother-in-law, as first reported by ABC News 4. The golf cart, decked out with cans tied to strings and a Just Married sign, was struck by 25-year-old Jamie Komorowski, who was traveling 65 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, according to Folly Beach Public Safety Chief Andrew Gilreath. The golf cart had lights and was being legally operated, Gilreath said. Komorowski, who has a history of reckless driving and speeding-related charges, smelled of alcohol and told officers she only had one beer and one tequila drink an hour before, according to affidavits. She is detained and faces charges of one count of reckless homicide and 3 counts of felony DUI resulting in great bodily harm. She faces 1 to 25 years in prison on each DUI count, the Associated Press noted. Charleston County Coroner Bobby Joe O'Neill said the 34-year-old bride suffered blunt force trauma in the crash. Hutchinson and his brother Benjamin Garrett remain in critical condition. The groom suffered from a brain injury and multiple broken bones and has undergone 2 reconstructive surgeries. Annette Hutchinson, the bride's mother-in-law, said in a GoFundMe post that the golf cart was thrown 100 yards and rolled several times. Miller's nephew sat in the passenger seat, and the newlywed couple sat in the back. I was handed Eric's wedding ring in a plastic bag at the hospital. 5 hours after Sam placed it on his finger and they read each other their vows, Hutchinson wrote on the GoFundMe page. Eric has lost the love of his life. The GoFundMe has raised over $400,000 to cover Miller's funeral expenses and the medical expenses for Hutchinson, Garrett, and the couple's nephew.